necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yes!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Crash.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Erica Strowski. We've moved back to our original time slot. We splatted into the slot. 7 to 8 a.m. We're back. The fantasy football show with the football season starting is on from 8 to 9, their old time slots. We're back at our original 7 to 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles will be on 7 to 8 now the rest of the year. The number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. And we have a prize to give away, a different prize this week, a Chris Bryant bobblehead. Chris Bryant is having such a good year. Yep. His stuff is so hot, his cards, all of his collectibles. So I've got on tcrowntom.com now my website, the ability to order bobbleheads, jerseys, hats from all the different leagues. So I thought, well, why not pick, see what it's, if I can get a bobblehead of Chris Bryant. Yep, I got one. Yep. That'll be a good giveaway on the show.
Your site's very user-friendly.
It is. You know, it's really easy. Yep. to, it is. And so if you're looking for anything like that, like let's say today, for instance, Jeremy Langford runs for 228 yards. And you want a Jeremy Langford jersey after that.
There you go. But, now, if Adam Scott wins the golf tournament, can we get something on him on your site so I can purchase it?
I don't think
away?
I have golf, but I might be able to find something. Right. Maybe through the one site, I might be able to find something. If he wins, I will look
All
for
right.
something.
Sounds good. I'm a buyer.
But listen to Chris Bryant's stats the last 30 days. 358 batting average, 9 homers, 23 RBIs, 27 runs scored in the last 30 days. That's like 150 runs scored pace and a 444 on base percentage.
Crazy numbers.
So I'm thinking, I'm looking at some other stats. I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty good. I'm looking at some other guys the last 30 days on the fantasy baseball thing, how you can go on each yep. team. Listen to Trout, Mike Trout, the best player in baseball without a doubt. The last 30 days, what he has done, where is it here? The on-base percentage, okay, he's hitting .380, 5 homers, 14 RBIs, 7 steals, a .514 on-base percentage Jeez. The last 30 days. And Amazing. Bill Huggins, one of your guys, about, I don't know if you remember about a month or so ago, I was saying that there was a Washington Nationals game on at T-Crown, and I saw this young guy just got called up, Trey Turner. He had a ground ball to short, kind of not even that soft of a grounder, and he beat it out. I'm wow. like, man, can this guy run? In the last 30 days, Trey Turner's hitting .380 with 6 homers, 18 RBIs, and 13 stolen bases. Wow. So he's legitimately fast. I didn't realize he had that type of power. Bill, it's possible Chicago fans are going to be seeing more of Trey Turner if the Cubs and the Nasty Nats face in the playoffs, huh?
Yeah, no. I think if we get into the NLCS, there's going to have to be somewhat of a steak dinner or something on this little series.
I think so. We know some good steakhouses in the yeah, Chicago area.
Yes, we do.
Now, Bill, are you going to be in town at the in a November card show?
Yes.
Okay.
I just booked all that. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. It's like the 17th, 18, 19, 20, somewhere in that range.
Okay. That would be a good time.
I think we should do the
steak
dinner anyway, and then we'll just determine who's going to win it depending on the playoffs.
To be continued.
Yes, that's right.
We do know some good steakhouse. Remember that one?
Sullivan.
Yeah, yep. Sullivan's in Naperville. Vince was asking about a good steakhouse in Naperville. He was killing some time or something. Didn't you end up having a flat tire driving
it was
over
like
there?
105 degrees with the heat index. I had to walk quite a bit.
Yeah, but the steaks are good there, aren't
they?
Very
good.
There's some good downtown Chicago steakhouses, too. Now, don't forget, Huggins and Scott Auctions. Go to HugginsandScott.com. The previews will be up soon for the October-November auction. We've had a lot of guys bring stuff in through Triple Crown in Naperville already. But I'm going to still read off some of the prices from August. And last week, for the first time, we did that which ended higher thing. I've got a few more of those set up. I like that. New listeners out there in your minds can think, okay, which one of these items actually ended higher? For instance, Vince, last week, remember, if you go back, what was that we were talking about? I think it was Marlon Brando ended up being the best thing. And in your mind, you're thinking,
once the game starts, I mean, it's going to be easy.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, you go, no way it's Marlon Brando. And it was, I don't remember who it was. Okay, now this time.
A Harry Truman check from like 1920s.
Yeah, you would have thought that would
Beatles
be higher.
Memorabilia
That's
thing,
right,
and,
yeah. So, yeah. Well, now this time, this would be for, let's see. How about just an easy one? We'll do two different items on this one. Okay, in the August Huggins and Scott auction, which PSA 7 rookie card ended higher? A PSA 7 1979-80 Opeachy Wayne Gretzky rookie, not the tops, but the Opeachy, which is a harder
value,
one to get,
yes.
Yeah. Or a PSA 7 1963 tops Pete Rose rookie card. Which ended higher?
I am going to say the Wayne Gretzky card ended higher.
And you would be correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky went for $3,200,
nice.
And the Pete Rose, $2,200.
Yeah.
Both really
high
prices for PSA 7 rookies.
Just don't remember that Gretzky being very hard to kind of get in a good condition as well. So.
Yeah. And Bill, was there a PSA 10, I think, Gretzky just sold like for a fortune somewhere?
$500,000 or something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Which is a card that the fact that there even is a PSA 10 is hard to believe because, it's a tough to find a good cut on that one. Okay, now, everybody, wake up. We need Chauncey's, the Chauncey-roo from his where he starts his show. But we're on earlier. It's time to give us a call. 312-332-3776 is the phone number. We're giving away a Chris Bryant bobblehead to one caller who has a question about the value of your collectibles, and we'll give you an idea. If you have something you think might be valuable, we'll give you an idea what it might sell for in a current Huggins and Scott auction, or if you tweet a picture of an item to my attention, at T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show, you also get in the drawing. Now, people who bring in items during the week to Triple Crown in Naperville, if I tweet a picture of it and talk about it on the show, they also get in the drawing. For instance, Mike and his wife from Michigan, this was a great story. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, they stopped in the morning at T-Crown. They listen to the show every week. They actually plan their grocery trip around our show. And they said, so they're going to have to get up earlier now. Apparently, they have to drive. I guess they're out in the boonies a little in Michigan. They have about a half-hour drive to get to the grocery store. So what they do, they listen to the first half hour of our show, wait for a break coming, get in the car, drive to the grocery store, and listen to the rest of the show along the way. Well, this was pretty cool, actually. I love it when people do this. They had planned a trip to Chicago to go to see the Cubs at Wrigley Field, and that was a night game. So they swung on down to T-Crown to stop by and T-Crown on the way there. And it turns out they actually have a pretty neat item. They didn't send me a picture of it yet, but if they can figure out how to do it, they're going to send me a picture, and they might end up wanting to auction it. Bill, what do you think about an item like this? It's on a piece of paper, so it's a cut signature. They thought it was from around 1969, where it was signed to her name, the wife's name, which you can always cut that out of a cut because it's a cut piece anyway. And then Cassius Clay, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali. So this is a 60s Cassius Clay signature. That could go for a lot of money, couldn't it, Bill?
Well, I'm not sure it would be from the 60s, only because when Ali changed his name to Cassius Clay, from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali, he really disavowed that name for many, many years.
That's what I thought also.
Now, later on in his life, I think much, much later, he would do that. You know, he would sign it Muhammad Ali, a.k.a. Cassius Clay. Now, if he has the other way around, that would be very unique, and it would be interesting if the authenticators could, you know, prove that the two signatures were period, because that would be very, very unique, because he, like I said, he would always say, I am not Cassius Clay anymore, I am Muhammad Ali, and I just can't see him signing something like that in that period of time. So.
And maybe he did it right off the bat and decided not to. I mean, you never know. So, Mike and your wife, I don't know what his wife's name was, but Mike, if you do have that, maybe if you are 100% sure it was signed back at that time, that might be a really good auction thing then.
Well, the way the signature is signed and the way the letters are formed and the way he signed his name would be a very big determining factor into the period of when it was signed.
Yes, that's right. And any time and autographed item that isn't authenticated, even if somebody gets it in person, Bill has to, if it goes to Huggins and Scott, they have to get it authenticated by JSA or PSA DNA just for their own protection, their own sake. So we've got Alex from Ukrainian Village on the line. What's going on, Alex? What do you have? Hello, Alex, are you there? I guess not. Eric, do we have
Hello?
The phone?
Hello?
Oh, Alex, there you are. Okay.
Hey, sorry.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, guys. So I called last year about this time, and I've got a set. So I've got PSA 8 and above, mostly 8, 9s, and 10s of every player on the Cubs team that has a rookie card with autograph piece of memorabilia on it.
Oh,
so
great.
Chris Bryant, Schwarber. It has everybody on there. So it's about 17 total now.
Okay, so these came out of packs signed. They're the autographed memorabilia cards that came out of packs, like out of Topps or Bowman or whatever.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, how confident are you that the Cubs are going to win the World Series this year, Alex?
Well, I have season tickets, so I'm feeling pretty confident right now.
Well, Bill, let's say Alex decided to put those in the Huggins and Scott October-November auction. Bidding begins October 31st and ends November 10th. So the World Series, unless there's a snowstorm,
right.
The World Series would be over. Bill, what do you think would be the difference in that lot if the Cubs win the World Series, the craziness on that, or if they get knocked out in the playoffs?
Well, you're talking, yeah, probably two to three times. I'm not really clear on what he has. Does he have the players on the current team, or did he say every Cubs Hall of Famer?
Oh, it's Hall of Famer. I thought you said it was starters. It's Hall of Famers, Alex? Is that correct?
No, I wish it was. It's all Cubs starters plus some bench players. And
okay,
the
yeah.
Three main pitchers.
So from the current team, so you have guys like Chris Bryant and Javier Baez and Arrieta and all those guys?
Correct. Even Lackey and Lester.
Yeah, well,
Lester might be the Cy Young Award winner this
year.
Yeah,
Lester has really been. We were just talking about that. I mean, he's definitely in the running for the Cy Young. Lackey's a very good pitcher. I just cannot stand the guy. I'm not a fan.
Now,
I never have been.
Ask Alex, is there an 18th one available or a 19th, or is 17 the only amount that they made, meaning the other 8 or 9 or whatever guys on the team, there is no way to get a card of them that's autoed and piece of a something?
So I actually did my research on eBay and just started buying them all up beginning of last year. So I've got just picking them up one by one. I mean, I could sell them in any kind of lot that people wanted.
Well, try to pick up some more right now if you can, you know, that are on the current team, because if you, the more you can have, make sure you have all the stars, the more that you have. I mean, then if they do win, then it's up to you. Do you say, I'm a big Cub fan, I can't give them up? Or you're like, okay, I'm going to just take the old and let them fly.
Oh, if you had the entire 25-man Cubs postseason roster that they play with on a little in a little set like that, and they win it all, that is when you want to sell that.
Can you imagine how much that the bidding on that would be? Absolutely crazy. That would be kind of fun to see.
And if Bryant wins the MVP and perhaps Lester is up there for the Cy Young Award, I mean, that's just...
And they're right up there. It looks like Bryant and Rizzo are going to each be at least in the top five, probably in the top three for MVP. Yep. And the Cubs have three pitchers. You know, actually, Scherzer's pitched really well for the Nasty Nats. Remember, I was complaining early in the year. I had him on my fantasy team. Well, he actually, since that one time he got rocked by the Cubs, yeah, I mean, he's really pitched well this year. He's got to still be in the running for the Cy Young also. But, Alex, that's a big decision, but if you're going to send it to Huggins and Scott for October, you're going to have to decide on that lot pretty soon. How much time does he have? Now, these are all already authenticated, Bill, because they came out of the pack sign, but how much time would Alex have to get it done if he's going to try to, you know, fill it out and have 25?
You've got another 3 weeks or so.
Okay. Start looking, Alex. And now you're in the drawing for the Chris Bryant bobblehead, so at least you'll have, if you win, you'd have some Cubs memorabilia. Now, don't forget, Alex, you can go to tcrowntom.com tcrowntom.com and order all kinds of Cubs stuff through there, jerseys, hats, bobbleheads. Even like on the Bulls site, for instance, they have Upper Deck authenticated stuff that you can order, autographed Michael Jordan stuff. There's a LeBron. It's also through the league. So a lot of stuff you can get there. Thanks for the call, Alex. It's already time for a short break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a Chris Bryant bobblehead to either one caller, or if you tweet me a question, an item, at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID with a picture, and we use it on the air. You get in the drawing also. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning now back at our old time slot, 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. We can also hear us on the ESPN app, you know, if anywhere in the, I think in the world, anywhere. I know in the country, but yeah, Eric's nodding his head, anywhere in the world on the ESPN app. I know one time we got a call from like Israel or something show. It was like 2 p.m. or something.
Cool.
Yeah. So, or you can tweet a picture of an item at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. Call us at 312-332-3776. We're giving away a Chris Bryant bobblehead as the prize this week. The winner will have it delivered right to their door free of charge by ERC Delivery, Vince's company. Now, A. Ferris on Twitter sent a picture. This is kind of an interesting item. I guess he got at the game from yesterday's game. He has the actual ball that Chris Bryant misplayed in the fourth inning for an error. That's so cool that the way they use those holograms now from MLB, if you get one of those items and you put in that number, it doesn't just say the game you got it from. It'll say what happened on the item. And, you know, it's not exactly one of the highlights that Chris Bryant, I'm sure, will want to remember his error. But it's still, that's a good collectible. I think that's pretty neat.
And if you could hit that sign somehow,
I was just going to ask Bill about that. Don't you think that Bill, if he could get that sign, that would be good then?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, if you could even talk him into signing, sorry about the error.
a little inscription like that would definitely help the value of it. So, A. Ferris, that's cool. A cool item. And T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Now let's see who's been waiting the longest here. We've had a couple people waiting here. Here's Bruce from Bloomington. Thanks for waiting, Bruce. What do you have?
Yes, I've got an interesting package. It's called the LeBron's Sport Mix package.
Okay.
And
once the game starts, it's going to be easy.
Okay, sorry about that. LeBron's always interrupting, you know. It's okay.
There were 100 of these sets made. What they comprise of is a three-pack of special Sport Mix Sprite drink that they made for LeBron. They have a Beats headset that was designed for LeBron, and this is the clincher, a pair of LeBron 12s that he wore in the NBA Finals a couple years ago.
Whoa, okay, that really...
Wow.
Now, let me get this straight. These are actually what he wore.
No, these are the same shoe, but
The same style of shoe, I
right,
see.
Exactly. And what's interesting more about this, there's been some tweets out, one in particular from Dez Bryant, that he ended up with one of these 100 packages.
Really?
So LeBron gave these away to his confidant, his brand business partner, so that lessened the pool of the ones available, and mine gets a little more, intriguing, because I was sent an email from this contest, and I failed to reply to it in a timely manner, so I didn't see it in time, so I said, I'm going to send in this affidavit, send it in overnight. And about a month later, almost about a year and 2 months ago, I got this package on my deck.
Wow. And that was it. And it's numbered to 100.
Yep.
Wow. That's actually very cool.
Yes.
So you got yours by winning a contest.
Exactly.
Oh, what do you think of that, Bill?
Gosh, nothing really to compare to. I don't know if any of the other 100 have sold anywhere or been even offered for sale, but it would certainly be something to visit for possible inclusion in our next auction. I think it would be well received, especially if not many of them have sold.
Right. And now, the next auction bidding starts October 31st and ends November 10th. So that's right in conjunction with the start of the basketball season. I mean, that would be good timing to put something like that in there for LeBron. That would be interesting just to see where that would go. Yep. That could be very good. Yep. I mean, I could see the bidding going high on that, because with it only being 100. And then if Dez decides he wants another set, Dez.
I would tweet Dez on this.
Oh, without a doubt.
You might put it up at an auction and... get him involved. You never know.
Well, even if you just do it to his attention, I heard you have one of these sets. Absolutely. Here's one in the Huggins and Scott, and who knows what happens from there with it.
Yep.
See, look at this, Bruce. We're making you millions on this thing.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, if you do think you want to auction it, Bruce, you can always stop by Triple Crown in Naperville, drop it off, and we'll send it into Huggins for you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Superman Todd. What's new, Superman?
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
We haven't played that in a while. I always like to hear that. What's up?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Getting ready for the game. Getting ready for the season to start today.
Oh, me too.
This is actually my son's. He started this back at the beginning of the year. He's got an authentic everything sewn on Cub jersey with 34 signatures on it.
Mm.
Everybody from Rizzo, Bryant, Chapman, Madden, Lackey, everybody.
Wow. Well, that's another thing where the value of that has so much to do with where they end up going in the playoffs. You know, it's a great season, and they're considered probably the favorite, I would think, going. If the playoffs started today, I would think they'd be the favorite. I mean, there's a lot of teams that obviously could win, and you never know with baseball. But if they actually win, I mean, I could see that going $2,000 to $3,000 easy. You know, when the White Sox first won the World Series, they had signed jerseys of that entire team, and they were selling $1,500 to $2,000. They're down now, but I could see the Cubs going probably double that, I would think. And who knows if it's the first one, that's out there, right after the series ends. Oh my gosh, who knows? So I think that's a great item. Regardless, this team, over the next few years, it would be, to me, it's an upset if they don't, as, yeah. even though they've yeah. never won one, forget the history because this is a different team. This team should win one yeah. somewhere along the line these next few years.
And if they don't, they'll always be remembered as the team that could have been or something, another losing idea behind yeah. Chicago Cubs baseball. They yeah. got to win at least
they
one.
They got to. Yep. They really have to. Yep. Get rid of all yep. this stuff.
Yep.
I'm so sick of hearing all the hexes and jinxes and all that stuff. The only hexes and jinxes they've had over the years are bad rosters. and they don't have a bad roster right now, so let's see what happens. All right, next on the line we have Brian from St. Charles. What do you have there, Brian?
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, just got some cards for my son for his birthday, and it was a pack of the chrome tops.
Yeah.
And he pulled out a Corey Sager rookie card signed with the blue reflector.
Okay.
And, you know, so he went on to see what it was going for.
Are those the 150, the blues, numbered to 150?
Yeah, there's only the 150.
Yeah, that's nice. Corey Sager, the last 30 days, is hitting 379, four homers, 13 RBIs. This guy's a legitimate, yep. really good young hitter. There's so yeah. many good young infielders right yep. now. It's Absolutely. Just incredible yep. how good they are.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I didn't pay attention to him until he... broke up that no-hitter the other day.
So you didn't even realize how good he was when your son got the card then, huh?
Right.
Yeah, so
he's
good.
He's looking it up, and then, you know, he saw one on eBay, $9.99. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Was that somebody was doing an asking price on a buy it now best offer? You always have to look on actual sold items on eBay. Yeah. Vince, you see any of the ones, the 150 that have sold?
Yeah, 2016 Bowman Chrome Blue Refractor rookie to 150 sold for $60.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if I
just ended yesterday.
I think I'd probably hang on to him. I mean, he really looks like he's yep. going to be a really good young hitter. But, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs too, it looks like, the Dodgers. So yeah. who knows? Any of these young guys, if their teams kill it in the playoffs, and you're going to see the Topps Chrome Bowman Chrome cards really go up. I mean, go for some really good bucks. I mean, Trey Turner had a Bowman Chrome 2014 sell for $500 or $600. That was a BGS 9510, and he, you know, he doesn't even hardly get any publicity compared yep. to some right. of the other guys. So,
how do you get it rated? Like, I mean, if it's coming right out of the
yeah, pack. Well, you will always want to look it over, and you want to look for the corners, the edges, the surface, and then the centering. And if they all look perfect front and back, then that would be a card you'd want BGS to grade, Beckett grading. They'll be right. in town in Rosemont at that show that Bill Huggins will be at in November, the week before Thanksgiving. And or you can always send it to them and insure it for, you know, the highest possible grade, that value that you think you could get.
And they have a pretty good website. It's very user-friendly as well. So,
Beckett?
Yeah, Beckett.com, yeah. I believe it is. So.
Yeah, there for the newer stuff like that, that's the company I'd want to use for grading. They do a real okay. good job on that stuff. You know, I had picked up a Walter Payton rookie from a lady brought in. I think part of this was it looked really nice because she had a bunch of 1976 football cards. I bought a few other ones, and the other ones were pretty beat up, but the Payton was in a big, thick screw-down holder, and I bought it from her based on it. I'm thinking this has to be at least like a 7 or an 8, and got it graded, got it back. It only got a 5.
Really?
And wow. I had Alan, you know, who's got sure. – I had Alan and Big Mike looked at it, and I had the grade covered up, and they both are thinking 7, 7.5, but maybe they gave it lower thinking because sure. I want – you know, I'm quizzing them on it. And then Alan said, you know, when you look at it, he goes, he spotted a little surface crease in the side of the card that if you only held it on one particular angle, you could see it.
Yep.
Even under 10 time magnification,
wow.
unless you had it at the right angle, you couldn't see it. So it's amazing how sometimes just a little thing like that. Okay. Let's say that card was like an 8.5. That would have sold for over $1,000.
Yep.
And in a 5, it sells for about $150. So I ended up overpaying on it. to make a long story short, it's like, yeah. Oh, well. Once again, I know. I think I just got to get my eyes checked, baby. But you really have to look over those cards. Yeah. I mean, front, back, everything about them, because any little ding can really hurt the value. And if the grade goes down, the value makes such a big difference. Bill, do you see that very often where you guys all look something over and you think it's going to be a good grade at your place and it comes back and you're like, what? And then you look it over again and it's like, oh, how'd we miss that?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a trick to looking at stuff. If you're looking at a card and you want to check it for grading, you need to set yourself up in a dark room with a one little bright spotlight.
That's a good idea.
And you will be absolutely amazed. Sit there, turn the lights on, and look at the card, and then turn the lights off, and it's like, oh, my God, what did I do to this thing in the last 10 seconds?
Yeah, that's a great suggestion for people.
You will see flaws and little things that you cannot see, and that's what the graders do. Most of them, I've been to their companies, they grade in a dark room with a spotlight. So that's why they see things that you may not if you're not looking at it in the same type of environment that they are.
That's a great tip for listeners to save yourself some money and not get items graded if they have flaws, unless you want to preserve it at however it is.
Well, but I mean, that leads to the next thing. You're going to have to get a little dark room at Triple Crown so Alan can go into that dark room with a little spotlight in it.
You know, I actually have a light in the back, and if I turn the light off in the back, I think that would work pretty good.
Go.
Get my 10-time mate. I still miss stuff. Yeah.
Because he's the go-to guy. Yeah, you know,
Alan, I think those glasses of his, I think he's got X-ray vision lenses on it. This guy is really good at looking at them. But that's a great tip, Bill. I'm going to use that from now on. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. It's time for a short break. We're giving away a Chris Bryant bobblehead to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item we use on the show, you get in the drawing. It's kind of a neat bobblehead. I ordered it through my website, tcrowntom.com. You can order all kinds of stuff through there. So hang in.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We've moved back to our regular time, 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776, or you can tweet a picture of an item to my attention at TCrownTom as my Twitter ID. The Fantasy Football Show follows us 8 to 9. They're back to their regular slot here now that the football season has started. Vince, were you happy? We did our big Fantasy Football Draft Wednesday. How'd you like your team?
It was okay. I did something for the first time I've ever done in all the years of especially of the 2000s, and I drafted Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, you got him right at the end of the first. You were
second
12th
round.
Out of 12.
Yeah, I got him on the way back down. Yeah. So, but yeah, first time ever he's been on my team. So
yeah, that'd be hard to pass up at that point.
It was him or Lamar. Miller. So
I'm thinking I was seventh overall, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm probably going to get, I want to get DeAndre Hopkins or Allen Robinson with the seventh pick. And I love Todd Gurley, but I figured he'd be gone. And, after the fourth pick, Allen Robinson was still there. DeAndre Hopkins was still there, and Todd Gurley was still there. So I'm thinking, I'm thinking I'm going to get one of those wide receivers.
Right.
Well, the two guys took Allen Robinson and DeAndre Hopkins, so that made it an easy decision.
I think I made that pick in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
He was there as a click.
Right.
You know?
Did I say on the air last week, or was that to you before the show, that if Gurley's there at seven, he's not going to make it to eight?
Yeah,
it might have been before the show
I think so.
Yep. Yeah, and he didn't make it. I really like it. And watching that
Hard Knocks.
I hope he does really well. Remember, I was talking about the guy that was cut, the center on Hard Knocks.
Yes.
The Bears did sign him.
Did they really?
Now, I don't know if he's on their practice squad or if he's on the actual active roster, but he really, to me, he was impressive, strong. I'm glad they signed him, and then they got sitting from the Packers, so that's a couple nice pickups for their offensive line. I hope they can run the ball.
That's right, for Langford's sake, right?
Yeah, in Romo's league. That's not as big of money, but there's a lot of pride in that league.
Absolutely.
A lot of
hard-fought victories there.
You know, that's a lot cheaper, that league, but that's a battle in that league. When there's a free agent, it's like impossible to get them. Those guys are looking that stuff over all the time. That's a tough league.
Yep.
I'll tell you, it's a tough league. Brian from Porter, Indiana is on the line. What do you have there, Brian?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I have a replica. It's a porcelain card of the Roberto Clemente 1971 Tops.
Okay.
It's a black bordered, right?
Yeah, but you have the porcelain replica of that one. I would think most of those porcelain cards are in the $20 range. They're kind of cool, but not a whole lot of value to those. But do you have any actual vintage cards, you know, like from the 60s or older?
Well, I do. I have a lot, but of course I don't have a list of them with me right now.
Yeah, wait, does one of them happen to be the 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle?
No.
Just by chance.
I wish.
Yeah.
The search continues.
All right. Well, you know what? Check some of that stuff out. See, maybe you've got something good. You can call us in a future show with if you find, hey, I think this might be Sandy Koufax rookie or something. I mean, some of that stuff in good shape goes for a lot of money. So check it out, Brian.
Yeah, I will. I'll do that. Thanks
all right. Very good. Thanks for the call. You know, I have a lot of people bring things in during the week to Triple Crown in Naperville. Don from South Elgin is a listener. And there was another listener I think was in and a couple customers just on a weekday, and he brought in a couple of tickets. He had a 1934 World Series ticket. I guess he's a big Tigers fan. That was the Gas House Gang beat the Tigers in that one. And then he had a Game 7 1955 World Series ticket. It was kind of cool. He didn't want to sell them, but he just kind of wanted to come in. He goes, this is like sitting around in a bar talking sports with guys. You know, where he was getting into it. It's like, there is definitely something to
you
that.
Have a cheers-like atmosphere in Triple Crown. It's really a lot of fun.
It is fun when you... when you get some good conversations going like that,
yeah, people
too.
Root for different teams.
Do you guys
teams?
Serve drinks in there?
We don't. As a matter of fact, I don't even allow like people to bring in cans of pop or anything because it's like you don't want that stuff spilling all over. But and if people did drink in there, I don't even. I don't know. You know, like alcoholic drinks. I think that would be. I don't even know what it would be like. No. You get on some of those crowded Saturdays with a bunch of guys drinking. Oh, that would be trouble, without a doubt. Okay, we have Rich from Antioch on the line. What do you have there, Rich?
I got a couple things. I don't know how good they are. There are a couple of issues of National Geographic. One from 1937, one from 1959. But particularly is the... Orange Baseball from Bill Veeck. He was always doing promotions, stuff like that. I was at an Ed Kelly Sports Dinner, and they were rolling down the aisle, you know, and I grabbed one. It has a signature on it.
Okay, so you had Bill Veeck sign it. Now, what did he sign?
It was an Orange Baseball. He was trying to get those Orange Baseballs. He wanted them for night games, like they tried with football at one time.
Weren't he and Charlie that? Finley kind of behind that, trying it like the testing that
the
out.
70, yeah, it was in the 70s. I got it.
Oh, now that's kind of interesting. I haven't seen one of those. Bill, have you seen one of those signed by Veeck?
I've seen them signed by Charlie Finley, not Bill Veeck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait. You're right. Charlie Finley, not Bill Veeck.
Okay, so Finley did sign it. Yeah, I knew he was behind. He was really behind that.
He always tried promotions. You know, he had the peanuts under the seats and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it sounded like something that Bill Veeck would have been in on too. So I wouldn't have been surprised if he had signed. What did the Charlie Finley orange signed baseballs sell for, Bill?
I want to say they're close to $500 or more.
Ooh, really? Do you think?
No, they're very hard to find, especially if they're authenticated. You know?
Okay, so if Lester wants to put that in a Huggins and Scott auction, you'd be in then, huh?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Lester. Are you thinking of selling it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had it for ever since I got it. I mean, when he rolled them down the aisle at that, I was at a dinner function. He rolled a dozen balls or something down the aisle, and I'm sure a couple other guys have them too, but I don't, maybe they don't. I mean, it's I'm 75 years old, so these would be this would have been around the 70s.
Yeah, sounds like you still get around anyway, Lester.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, it's well, I don't know. Yeah, I might be interested, depending on the price. I mean, you know,
Well, in an auction, you're not sure what it's going to end up auctioning for, but, Bill, what would you start that at, 100, 150, something like that maybe, and see what the auction goes to?
Oh, yeah, at least 150, maybe 200. That could be a really, really good item.
Yeah, that would be we would talk about it on the show, too, Lester, because we got your call. People have heard about it. We'd like to see what that ended up going for. If you decide to do it, you can get it in. You'd have to get it there pretty quickly now because they'd have to get that autograph authenticated, but
That, yeah, if he brings it into your store or something, that'd be great. I don't know how close he is to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, Lester, you know where Naperville is? I don't know. We might have to get a map for Lester on that one. I hit the X button, but I don't think Lester cleared out. I think it cleared out somebody else. That was kind of different. Oh, well. Eric, I think you're going to have to X out Lester off the phone here. So. Oh, okay. No wonder. I see. That's like okay. Here's Lester from Michigan City. How's it going there, Lester? You're the second.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty good. I go to a small store here in Michigan City, and they have what they call mixed sport edition sports cards. They have 30 different cards in each one. And I happened to come across a 1991 Flair All-Star Michael Jordan trading card. I have an All-Sport Scottie Pippen card. And I have one from Skybox of Luke Longley. And then I have a Mike Singletary card from The Score. Are those worth anything?
The early 90s aren't worth that much. On Jordan, for the value, you've got to be in the 80s. The rookie cards, 86, or the late 80s in high grade, those are worth something. But the early 90s, just the base cards of Michael, those are kind of still a dime a dozen. A lot of those will be like dollar box type cards. The things from the 90s that are big of Michael Jordan are the ones that came out of packs and they're serial numbered to like 150 or less. Those sell for very good money. And the ones that are real tough inserts like case hits. I had a gentleman come in, a listener, Dean from Elk Grove Village, dropped off a real nice Michael Jordan collection that we sent in that's going to be in the Huggins and Scott October-November auction with the bidding beginning October 31st, he had a Jordan rookie sticker, which that in high grade can go for a lot of money. It's hard to get a high grade on those. Second year card, a couple of the All-Star cards from the 80s. Those are good. And he had a couple of the really hard to get inserts from the 90s mixed in with some of the, you know, a lot of the easier inserts. But that should be interesting to see how some of that stuff does when Huggins and Scott gets those and looks them over. They'll see if there's anything worth getting graded. If any of them do have a chance for gem mint or pristine grades, they could really go for some bucks. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes. And guys are bringing stuff in all the time. Lewis from Naperville stopped in. He had a Walter Payton signed jersey. We sent that into Huggins and Scott. I guess he had an interesting story. His mom was working for, I think, a celebrity. He didn't say who, and got the signed Walter jersey from that person. They gave it to his mom as like a, you know, a gift. So that was kind of neat. Nice. They've had it in their family for quite a while. So that's on its way to Huggins and Scott also. Things are coming in all the time. Al from St. Joe's on the line. What do you have there, Al?
I have, I don't know, it may be the only one in the world, an unused ticket to the 1966 Michigan State Notre Dame 10-10 tie game of the century.
That was maybe the first game of the century. There always seem to be a few games of the century, but that was a big one. That ended up in a tie, correct?
A 10-10 tie, yeah.
Now, why didn't you use it? Or whose was it? Was it your dad's?
It was my father-in-law's, and for some reason, he never went to the game.
Huh.
Tickets in mint condition.
Ooh.
He's got it encased in glass, which can be removed.
Yeah.
I also have a program from that game, which is in mint condition. The cover may be faded a little bit. But,
okay. Which would
I'm
mean
just wondering, you know, I don't know if anybody else has got an unused ticket or what unused tickets are worth.
What do you think, Bill? An unused ticket from the 66 Michigan State Notre Dame game of the century, and along with there's two things you can't have: mint and faded.
Yeah, those
those don't go together. But it sounds like it's probably a nice condition program. What, do you think that might be a lot for you, Bill?
Oh, sure. And depending on what the ticket looks like, it may be beneficial to send the ticket in and get it graded.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that thing was graded an 8 or better, that would certainly be a well-spent, you know, $25 to get it graded.
Now, is PSA the company that grades tickets?
Yes.
Yeah, that's who you would get that
However,
from.
However, it takes the tickets are about a 30 to 45-day turnaround. They're not the fastest like cards are. So this would probably be for our February auction, but still, an item like that has no real bet downtime. That thing would sell for very strong money, regardless of when it's offered.
Yeah.
Along with the program, it'd be a great little peanut butter and jelly package.
That would be a nice lot. Now, Al, if you wanted to spend extra money and next day it to PSA to get it graded and have them send it back to you quickly, you could probably get it to Huggins if it's already graded in time. But you'd have to call them first, find out how much that would be. It would cost you quite a bit to do that.
Question.
Yeah.
What's the guarantee when you send it to PSA that you don't lose it?
Well, I'll tell you what. We've sent in millions, and I mean millions of items to them over the years. Not a single one has ever been switched or anything like that. That is something that I think they pride themselves on, and they have to, because if the reputation ever got out that they did that, their company would be done.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be on a Michigan State Notre Dame ticket, but you can also, if you, let's say you're shipping it to them, you insure it. And what do you think, you know, let's say it is really like a mint ticket, Bill, and you wanted to insure
that. I'll guarantee you it's a mint ticket.
Okay, so what would you insure that for? What would you think, maybe $1,000 just to be safe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you put $1,000 insurance on stuff, and
yeah,
they know that. They see that, and those things don't get lost.
Yeah. So that's a neat item. It would be interesting to see what it would do in an auction. But if you want to send it into Huggins and have them send it out for grading, it would have to run in their February auction, because they wouldn't have time to get that done at this point for the October-November auction. But it'd be cool to see. Thanks for the call. All right. Is that already?
Time goes by so fast.
We're already at the end of the show. Hard to believe. Well, it's. Well, before we get to that, here's a quick one. Andrew on Twitter has a JSA Chris Bryant single sign baseball. Those have to be selling over $100 now, I would imagine $150, $200. What would be the value if I can get the, he's got a Bowman card. Get it signed, too. You're probably looking at doubling the little lot there. And now it's time to do the
this
drawing.
This week's winner is Mr. Cobb, Alex, from Ukrainian Village. So send me an email, vince@ercdelivery.com. Send me your address. I'll deliver it to you free of charge.
And the prize this week was a Chris Bryant bobblehead. Yes. That's kind of interesting. So email by Thursday, vince@ercdelivery.com, Alex, and he'll set it up to deliver it to you. And you can go to tcrowntom.com and order items like bobbleheads and jerseys. Go to hugginsandscott.com this week. They should have the previews up. Starting new things every day for the October-November auction. Now, don't forget, next up is Fantasy Football Frenzy with Jeff Meller and Adam Abdallah. And hopefully the Bears come through for us. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy opening day.